I'm already spending hundreds of hours per year on free content. So I'm definitely not looking for ways to spend even more time giving it away. But I have found something pretty interesting. I've run a test, just dipped a toe into the waters, so to speak. The results? Wow. I found a way to dramatically increase my access to a much broader audience while simultaneously offering more. I can easily leverage content from others and provide timely access to important happenings. Coming up.
EMF Remedy is dedicated to helping you understand which electromagnetic threats are present in your home, and whether in the context of your current home, one you're considering for purchase, or building a new home with comprehensive protection designed in, EMF Remedy can help you reduce your family's exposure to harmful, man-made electromagnetic radiation.
Hi, this is Keith Cutter with EMFRemedy.com, host of the EMF Remedy podcast, where we help you deal with electromagnetic poisoning in this upside-down reality, where personal radiation exposure has become the norm. Remembering when one's home was their castle, we help you achieve that vision once again by helping you create a safer EMF environment in your home. If you live in the majestic inland Northwest, I can speed you on your journey by performing on-site EMF testing. There is nothing that will move you further, faster in taking control of the non-native EMF in your home. If you live elsewhere, I can guide you through a remote evaluation where you will perform testing under my direction. So, whether you're interested in taking a precautionary approach by reducing family exposure to harmful man-made electromagnetic radiation, or you're well attuned to your environment, can easily sense corruption to the God-given electromagnetic environment of the Earth, and therefore must, as a life priority, reduce levels of the harmful man-made stuff to the lowest possible levels right now. In either case, you are in the right place. Let us help you replace uncertainty and fear about personal EMF exposure with knowledge and a plan. Now let's talk about the new platform. I want to share what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and I want to get your feedback. Roman Shapoval, co-host of the Power Couple podcast, recently introduced me to Substack. I had heard of it, of course. I had a couple of people I was already following there, but hadn't given it much more thought. However, I've always believed in trying new things. Sometimes the easiest way to test a new direction is to just do it. The barrier to entry was fairly low. I don't see myself as a skilled writer, but I thought, well, what the heck? I'll throw a line in the pond and see what I catch. I wrote a first post entitled, I will not go gently into that good night, and neither should you, where I briefly mentioned my 39-year experience with electromagnetic poisoning, the preexistence of the God-given electromagnetic environment on Earth, the universally harmful corruption of that environment by man-made technologies, and outlined what I'm doing and what I would like to do with EMF, but I lack the resources. That's it. I really didn't expect much. And then, well, I'll just say I was overwhelmed. Other content providers, none of which I had ever met before, began referring their followers. Lots of favorable comments. And really, frankly, more direct interaction and generous financial support relative to what I've experienced as a podcaster. So I was, pleasantly surprised. This created what I will call a good problem to have. You know, when people ask you for advice and they bring you a situation and they tell you about something and you reflect to them, well, that's a good problem to have. In other words, it's better than not having that situation, right? So on the one hand, I really can't afford to be spending more time at content creation. On the other, the feedback seemed to indicate much more traction, I'll call it, traction on this new platform. And I can easily do things I can't do on a podcast. I can incorporate others' work. I can drop in an image, an audio clip, or even a video. I can post on current EMF-related events. I can reference related work that's outside my main focus. Lots of versatility. If you want a shorter version of this podcast, here it is. I'm on Substack under my name, Keith Cutter. That's KEITHCUTTER. Check it out. As of today, I have only been doing it 14 days. And I don't intend to overwhelm people with my volume of posts. I've made 4 posts, only one of which was significantly similar to my work here. Of the other 3 posts, one was a written version of the last episode, which was that tricky situation where we had harmful and helpful EMF being emitted from a tanning bed. Half. So how do we shield the harmful while letting through the helpful? And I was able to do that with, in a written form as opposed to a spoken form, and then with audio clips and more to give sort of enhance the experience. If you want a fuller experience, you should try my Substack. So that's it. That's the short version. Class dismissed. If you want a longer discussion, stick around. So what exactly have I posted in 14 days? First was my won't go gently essay as an introduction. A description of what I'm trying to do with the new Socratic Currents, which will hopefully become a series. A link to the YouTube version of that content. Another creator did what I consider to be an exemplary illustrated essay on why sunlight can't be replaced, complete with implications to energy production at the cellular level. One of the comments his essay received was, I don't know if this is exactly word for word, but it was along the lines of, hey, this is Jack Cruz level stuff, but it's understandable, which frankly made me laugh out loud. Anyway, an excellent paper with which I had nothing to do, yet I was able to bring it to the attention of my followers. By the way, God willing, I'll be interviewing that author soon. Next was an expanded version of the last podcast episode about selectively shielding for dirty electricity. I mentioned a bit of that already. Then there was bringing my followers' attention to the fact that the EMF Medical Conference 2021 is being made available in its entirety, free of charge, online for the very first time ever, with a description of what that conference was all about and how to access it for free. That is a very big deal, and I wanted my followers to understand why. So none of this that I've just mentioned is going to be on the podcast other than right here, right now. So different stuff, an enhancement of what's going on here. I can be more timely in things that come across my desk and very easily send it out to people. The question then becomes, what about next week's content or thereafter? And the answer, of course, is I have no idea. I have no idea. But I'm beginning to understand what's possible. Also, I've always wanted to, for example, write a book about EMF. Maybe more than one. Perhaps I could publish it there a section at a time. We'll just have to wait and see. My goal, as I've shared many times on this podcast, remains the same. I'm here to help people survive the reckless spread of harmful man-made electromagnetic radiation through education, accurate EMF assessment, remediation that produces measurable and significant reduction of personal exposure, pre-sale real estate testing, design of homes which incorporate durable EMF countermeasures. That's it. That is my mission. It's what I love doing, even though it exposes me to more radiation than I prefer. And I'll just mention, in all humility, I might argue that's an important part of what I was created for and what I've been gifted to do because of what I've suffered and because of my background and experience in those careers that I mentioned. Anyway, my goal has not changed, but the ever-present question in my mind, since before I even started the podcast, how can I reach two audiences? The one who, as a life priority, need it the most, right now. And then those who know it's a problem and want to take a proactive approach to managing family exposures. Those are the two audiences. How can I best do that? I won't give up. I can't give up the first group for reasons that should be obvious. For those who need it as a life priority for the sake of the second, I won't give up the first group to have better reach in the second, because I've been there, misdiagnosed and mistreated medically for decades, forced out of two successful careers, increasing disability, lost almost everything, couldn't work at any job for the very first time in my life in order to provide for my family, and then, by God's grace, learning the source of my suffering, followed by assessment, remediation, and everything got better. I can't leave Group 1 because of the suffering I've been given, the understanding I have to share with them. In my experience and what I know of the experiences of others, the increasing disability that comes from non-native EMF exposure creates an inability to access electric technologies of all types. Can't stand to use a cell phone. Very common. Can't stand to be in the presence of Wi-Fi. Very common. Can't use Bluetooth devices of any sort. Very common. Many, like me, end up in darkened homes with the power turned off because I couldn't even stand the electric fields and dirty electricity. And I would offer those are the fortunate ones. The ones who actually understood what the source of the torment was. Of course, I'm better now. Controlling exposures allows me to do whatever I want. I want that same thing for you. I can go into toxic EMF environments to help others. I can use a computer. I can participate on Zoom. Whatever. And no, I don't put a cell phone to my head. Of course not. I haven't done that for years. I have no intention of doing that. I understand the repercussions. I could if I wanted, but wow, that would just be foolish. I don't ever use wireless technology of any kind unless it's an emergency. I'm not foolish. At least not in that way. But here's the question. Will this new platform be easier or harder for a group, one person to access? I would think harder. But what do you think? I started the podcast because I thought that if any access was still possible for a group one person, it would be a podcast because if you download a podcast and you don't stream it, you have little EMF exposure. That was my thought in pursuing a podcast versus any other mechanism in the first place. You need to tell me if that's hitting the mark. Group two people? I may be shooting myself in the foot. I would say I am shooting myself in the foot, I guess. Limiting my reach since YouTube and other forms of social media, which I don't do, are more popular. I do the YouTube. I don't do any other social media. I think I could get much more reach with less effort for group two. So here we are, my conclusion. If you're in group one, who must, as a life priority, reduce EMF exposure, I have some decisions to make in the future. Get in touch with me. Let me know. Is the podcast format the best way for you to access my content? Are you still online? Would you be able to take advantage of Substack content, for example? Is YouTube just as good for you as the podcast? This information will help me plan the future. If you're in group two, share your thoughts. I want to know what is important to you. I'm on Substack under my name, Keith Cutter. If you want a fuller experience, you should try my Substack. It may show you a bigger picture, help you navigate with confidence. I've been dealing with electromagnetic poisoning almost 4 decades. That's one reason I feel compelled to share what I've learned. I spend hundreds of hours per year in producing free content, please. If you have a heart to help us in continuing to produce and distribute this type of content, consider becoming a financial supporter of the show. The link is in the description or emfremedy.com/donate. Writing a review, especially on Apple Podcast, is a help. Most important, please pray that our efforts here would be a blessing to many. Keith Cutter, EMFRemedy.com. See you next time.
The EMF Remedy Podcast is a project of EMF Remedy, LLC. We'd like to be your trusted guide for achieving a better EMF environment in your home. The contents on this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and are not intended to substitute for the advice provided by your doctor or other healthcare professional. It is not intended to be, nor does it constitute, healthcare or medical advice. Opinions of guests on this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the EMF Remedy Podcast.